Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, it's Metal Shop here, recording from home. And actually, I'm on Skype with a guy named Anton Garasiev. He's a guitarist from a band we've played for many years now called Catalepsy. They have a new record that's coming out, and it's coming out July 31st on Unique Leader, Terra Mortis Est. Got a promo link to it. It's brutal as always. And I'm talking to him from Moscow, Russia right now, on Skype. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, man. We are sick and tired of quarantine in Russia, though. Same as everywhere, I guess. Yeah. Trying to get back to normal life gradually from June.
Yeah,
we're here.
What time is it right now where I'm speaking with you? It's 11 a.m. for me. What time is it for you?
Hey, it's, I guess, for you, it's 9 p.m. So it's 21 hours in Russia.
Yeah. So quarantine, you guys are still a stay-at-home order right now. Is that right? Or are places starting to open up? What's the status of things over in Moscow right now?
Places are starting to open up gradually from 1st of June. Well, from yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is for us, too. Yeah.
Yesterday.
What do you have, like, a profession, a day job, or are you a full-time musician?
We all got, in Catalepsy, we all got full-time jobs. So we are not a full-time band. Everyone of us has got his own job. We got families, and music is our hobby.
So if you don't mind me asking, what do you do to earn some money in Moscow? What is your career or your job?
Yeah, sure. I'm selling medical equipment for the hospitals. So how is it called? I'm med prep.
So during this time, have you been out of work, or have you been still working?
Well, the incomes have fallen down, but we, in our company, we all are trying to do something from home.
Good, yeah.
Well, we're still working at our old job, but we are waiting the possibility to be back in the field.
Okay. Well, how are you keeping sane and busy during this crazy time, aside from working from home a little bit? How are you personally staying sane and not going crazy?
Staying locked up with my family.
Nice. Okay.
For 2 months. Well, it turned out not to be so hard. Pretty much time for like webinars, internet trainings, education to learn something that has always been left behind.
Yeah.
Play guitar.
Good.
Maybe to rehearse some songs at home. Well, I hope this time was not spent useless.
That's a good point, man. I feel like that's a good way to do it is learn some things, and you have a family. So, what's the family been like? Have you had to play teacher? Have you had to be the teacher for your children?
They all had an online education too. So all okay. schools in Russia have become online schools.
Oh, that's great.
At the moment. Yeah, well, no one was ready for it, but they all had to.
Yeah, okay.
Do something.
They kind of just, yeah, they became an overnight online school, right? Just had to figure it out as they go.
Yeah, yeah. All school have become online schools. All schools.
So
weird times.
What do your kids think of you, of Dad and his brutal death metal band?
Well, for them, it's fun.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Dad is they can tell something to their friends about their dad, that he is a metal musician. He's perhaps famous somewhere among some people.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Well, from their point of view, it's cool.
Not your average dad, right?
Yeah, perhaps. But this is the only dad they had.
Exactly. So they're like, it's normal to us.
Yeah. Well, why your dad isn't a death metal musician?
Right? That's what dads do. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the record, man. The album is called Terra Mortis Est, out July 31st on Unique Leader. Obviously, we can't spoil too much. We can't play any of the songs here, but what can you tell us about the album?
Well, as it is always been said, when the band is promoting its album, it's the best album we have ever recorded.
Yeah.
Never before, and so on. But, well, we all love this album.
Yeah.
It hasn't aroused... It wasn't made easy. It wasn't made, I don't know, at a glance. Well, sorry for my phraseology, but
no problem.
Perhaps you are getting the idea of what I'm trying to say. But the result, I think, would be very surprising and exciting, because the album is very diverse. And we were trying to make it as brutal as possible. We're trying to make a very angry and raw sound, but at the same time we were trying to make the quality of the record as high as possible for us and for our studio. I think it's something like that.
Great, man, and
we love this album. It should be very nice. You'll like it.
Well, it's what's it like releasing an album during this time, man? Gearing up to release an album like kind of in the middle of a pandemic. What that's got to be a unique feeling.
Yeah, that's been rather stupid, perhaps. But we've managed to record this album right before the quarantine. The album has been recorded in January and February, so it was ready before, and The rest was the sound guy work. He was working in March, I think.
Yeah.
So the album was finally ready in at the end of March.
Okay.
So I guess we spent time very nicely. And as people are sitting home now, all people do something online, and as for me, for example, I listen much more music now than usually, and I buy recordings online, and I subscribe to different online services to listen music. So I guess it's a good time for producing something online, but yes, it's not good for those who love to keep their a CD in their hands or vinyl in their hands. As I know, our physical CD will be released later, not immediately with the online version. So for those people who love collecting things, this is these are the sad times. But for those people who love online music, these are the good times.
And you can always just pre-order it, and you'll get it. It's nothing that we have to stress out too much about, because the product will get to you. And you know, you can you can support the band in the meantime, and you know, musicians are you know, hard musicians are making art, and so it would be awesome if you could order it. Of course, you can go to the Unique Leader's website and you can pre-order the record. Again, it's coming out here at the end of July.
Yes, it's for full-time bands. These times are extremely. Extremely catastrophic, I'd like to say, because they are locked inside their houses and they cannot do anything. And we all should do as much as possible to support them and to give them to let them know that we are aware of them, and the arts. The contemporary art, the music, the all other types of art, they help people to survive in difficult times. And now it's the very type of this time, and we should be aware of the fact that this art has been done by some people who devoted their soul to this, and this helps to leave us. And we should pay our respect to the bands, to people who cannot earn money with concerts now.
Absolutely, man. And you mentioned that, you know, you've been listening to more music than ever and purchasing some music and whatnot. Would you shout out a couple things that you've been listening to? Is what that comes to mind? Have you been digging?
Well, I'm listening to almost everything which goes in rock or metal now, because not so much releases are being published in the latest time. But I'm waiting for the new Ingested, of course.
Nice.
I'm rotating the latest Aborted EP.
Yeah.
The Black Dahlia Murder album is absolutely gorgeous, of course,
so
as
good.
Always.
Yeah. Right on,
well,
man.
Of course, our friends from Benighted have released an awesome album just now.
Yeah. A
few months ago, I guess. I'm listening it like a few times a day, I guess, and I'm waiting for the new Ingested again, for new Cytotoxin, for new Stillbirth.
Nice, dude. Sounds
Many
like
bands.
Yeah. Sounds like you're getting pumped, man. What got you into
brutal death metal, you know, there's had to have been a gateway. Like, I'm sure, you know, you weren't born with a Deeds of Flesh CD in your hand. How did you get into death metal? Like, what was the first album that kind of like showed you the doorway to this new underground, like heavy, brutal music?
Well, it was a long way down,
yeah,
so to say. So it started from classical music to pop music to rock music,
yeah,
then to some new metal and an alternative.
Yep.
Until I got to the depths of Safa or Cannibal Corpse, okay, like that.
Yeah.
First band I played was a metalcore band, Russian metalcore band.
Yeah.
And only then I came to Catalepsy, like in 2008. And since then, I love death metal.
What was the first metal show that you ever went to live growing up? Did you guys have a big metal scene in Moscow or not so much?
Not so much at first, because the metal stars were avoiding Russia for a long time.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. But today they all come, of course, all the time. But at those times, metal shows were pretty rare. Maybe my first metal concert was Soulfly, I guess.
Nice.
Soulfly
okay.
was a frequent guest in Russia. They came like four, or five, or six times. That's why you could visit Soulfly show. Well, then it was Korn show, then it was Metallica show.
Nice.
And then we started to ride European tours with Catalepsy, and I've seen all the bands I love.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Europe at the festivals, and had even the honor to share the stage with some of metal legends.
That's
so I'm absolutely satisfied now with the bands that I'd like to see. I've seen everyone, I guess.
That's awesome, man. That's killer.
Oh, yeah.
And you've made friends with a bunch of them, too, I'm assuming.
Oh, sure. The music we play, one of the best things that it brings to us is seeing the amazing amount of wonderful people. This is the best thing that you can get from death metal. Death metal is wonderful, sincere, beautiful people.
Yeah.
All over the world. This is so weird. You come to Dubai, you see wonderful people. Then you come to Portugal. Those people are absolutely different, but they are to the same extent wonderful.
And it's funny, though, because, like, they have such a rough exterior, you think, oh, they might be, like, some evil, crazy people,
yeah,
but
yeah,
they're such sweethearts, right?
Yes. We are absolute sweethearts. I was also, at first, when I was going to Catalepsy, I was a bit worried about the image of the band.
Yeah.
Perhaps like dark, doomed guys.
I can imagine. Yeah, if you don't know, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps drugs or alcohol or even worse.
Yeah.
But, well, believe me, we are all the same like me.
That's great. Family people with jobs, and they just love the metal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's got to be kind of, obviously, it's kind of a sacrifice for you to be giving some of your time to music, because, you know, you're a family guy, you have a day job, and you have a career. What keeps you motivated to, like, keep putting more of your time into this underground band, this death metal band that has a good following, but, you know, it is a sacrifice? What keeps you motivated, man?
Well, Perhaps we can argue on what is a sacrifice. Perhaps my job is a sacrifice to Kudu Catalepsy, or I don't know, Catalepsy is a sacrifice to my family. This is a, all these things are very important in life, and you can't even choose anything of them. Well, music and catalepsy is a thing that is inside of everything, inside of every one of us in the band. We can get rid of any negative emotions that we get in our everyday life, or on the contrary, we can get the energy from our friends that are coming at our shows, which keeps us alive in the ordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we are on tour, you imagine that this is a very difficult thing when you are always on road, when you don't sleep, when you are always tired, and you are always nervous if people come today at your show, if they will buy something, if you'll sleep normally, if you'll drive, if your driving will be okay tomorrow. And it lasts for a few weeks, so it's you are nervous and tired. But when I come home, my wife always surprises, because she says I look absolutely free, and I look very so as if I had a very nice vacation where I was. Well, I wasn't doing anything. So, music shows and art makes us reboot from everything in our ordinary life. And I'm pretty satisfied now with the balance that we all have.
That's cool.
From the between music, family, and job, because we've seen the full-time bands that are having like 20 shows a month, and this is cool for 1 month, this is cool for 2 months, but when you know that this is your whole life, every day a show.
Yeah.
If you don't have a show today, then you have no money today, then mm-hmm. you are spending money today and not earning money today. This is an endless run, so to say. And not everyone is ready for this. This is very difficult to be a full-time musician. That's what I understood during the years that we tour with Catalepsy.
It sounds like you've kind of found this kind of beautiful balance between all of it. And, you know, that's something I applaud. A lot of people, you know, spend their whole lives trying to figure out that balance. It seems like you kind of have that code cracked.
Well, for me, I think yes. I hope so today. Well, there is always a place of some dreaming.
Of course, yeah.
We always dream that if we were a full-time band, we would achieve this and that, or we would play here and there. We would go to the USA, of course. This is a dream of every musician.
Yeah.
But, we've seen different bands in different situations, and perhaps there is some point where you should evaluate what you have and keep it, and be satisfied with it.
Fair enough, man. I like that. So you know, you are from Moscow, Russia, and that's where you're speaking from right now. And we all know. Okay, so here's a kind of an interesting setup to the question. So we all know the big four of American thrash, right? It's Slayer, it's Anthrax, it's Megadeth, and it's Metallica. If I sat you down and I said, "Hey, what's the big four of Russian metal?" Could you figure out big four of Russian metal?
Too hard to say, because our underground scene is not very big,
mm-hmm.
and all the metal bands in Moscow and Russia are our big friends, and I'm very afraid if I start to name something, that I will forget someone.
No problem. Why don't you just name a few? You don't have to rank them. You know, why don't you just name some of your bands for us to check out? Aside from Catalepsy, what are some good Russian and Moscow metal bands to check out?
Well, we got. We got good friends from, not from Moscow, but from Saratov, the Fatal Decay.
Okay.
We got awesome friends from Belarus. You all know them. It's Extermination Dismemberment.
Oh, yeah.
An awesome band, and they are our friends. They tour Europe pretty often, and we tour sometimes too, but we met, I guess, only once or two times in Europe. But I love their shows. I love to meet them. They're good guys. We're good friends, and yes, their shows are always absolutely crushing.
That's awesome. Right on, man. No. Cool. Well, I just have a couple more questions here for you, dude. And right now we're speaking with Anton from Catalepsy. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Can't remember anything.
No scars?
I got no scars.
No scars?
No scars.
Scar
free. No tattoos.
Wow.
No piercings. Nothing. I'm clean.
He's clean. Basic. All right. Like he's right out of the womb.
We're like kids in Catalepsy.
Yeah.
Only our bass player got tattoos.
So again, the album is coming out. It's called Terra Mortis Est, coming out July 31st on Unique Leader. Is there any words of encouragement or anything you would like to send out to people that are listening to this interview right now?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for your comments and for reaching out, Catalepsy at every platform, and please support metal bands or any other bands. Support music. Support your local scene. The bands that you know, but you haven't heard from them for some time. These are uneasy times, and we should all keep together.
Absolutely, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview. Again, the album Terra Mortis Est, you can pre-order it now. It's on Unique Leader Records and coming out July 31st. If you ever come to Seattle, we'll make sure to show you all the best beers around here, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.